Welcome to the Field Log Podcast, weekly reflections for the Warrior King to help you master yourself, fulfill your purpose, and conquer the day. I'm your host, Marcian Sicario. Field Log, Day 64, Commitment 3, Body. Over the last 2 days, we've discussed the first two commitments of the seven commitments of the Warrior King, right? And today we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday with commitment number 3. Now, before we dive into it, make sure that A, you've read the seven commitments through one time if you haven't already. And if you haven't, go to warriorking.cx, click on the tab that reads the seven commitments, read through those. It'll take you less than a minute. And also make sure to listen to the two field logs before this one to make sure you have the proper context, especially commitment number 1 is very important to understand all of the commitments that follow it. Now, with that out of the way, we're talking about commitment 3 today, body. And of course, the first thing I'm going to do is read that commitment. Commitment number 3 goes, "My third commitment is to building my body to its highest potential, to facilitate my authority and strength as a leader in my household and community. I will take care of this body as it is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I understand that the Lord may take it away from me at any point for my salvation. If necessary, I will choose my second commitment over my third." Now, like I said yesterday, the commitments that follow commitment number 1 are longer than commitment number 1, and there's a reason for that. We talked about that yesterday. And this commitment is not quite as long as commitment 2, because there isn't quite as much to say. But it does have a very particular stance on physical excellence, right? So we're going to look at that line by line and discuss these points individually. The first part is, "My third commitment is to building my body to its highest potential." Building your body to its highest potential, what does that mean? Well, if you've listened to the episode on training, right? Physical training, train your body. And if you haven't, go listen to that after this one. But if you have, you'll know that there is a particular effect that a physical body that is built, that is advanced, that is at its highest potential has on the people around you, right? So when we're saying highest potential, we mean predominantly strength and size, right? And this makes sense. This is very obvious why a man reaching the highest potential of his body would be stronger and bigger. Now, there are a number of physical traits that we don't talk about as much, but that could definitely be very useful, right? Endurance, right? If you need to chase somebody or you're running from something, that's very useful. Flexibility is very useful, especially for injury prevention. Speed, right? The ability to do acrobatics, maybe jumping, backflips, and those kinds of things. But that's not what we're generally talking about. We're talking about strength and size, and I'll explain why in a second, right? The second half of that sentence explains why. But what we're talking about when we say highest potential is really strength and size. And in the second half of this field log, we're going to talk about some strategies, and of course, most of that is going to sound very familiar to you. For now, just know that when we say building your body to its highest potential, we mean predominantly strength and size. Now, the sentence goes on, "To facilitate my authority and strength as a leader in my household and community," right? This is why highest potential refers predominantly to strength and size. You're trying to facilitate authority and strength, right? As a man, as a leader in your community and in your household, as the commitment reads, it's very useful to have a physique that projects strength because, as we talked about in many episodes before this, perceived upper body strength, right? How strong you look is a key component of charisma, first of all, and that's from the Charisma Myth, and I'll link that book in the show notes below. And it is the predominant factor in what makes a man attractive to a woman, right? More than 70% of your physical attractiveness as a man comes from your perceived upper body strength, with less than 10% on top of that being leanness and height. So building a strong body is going to make you authoritative because people will subconsciously perceive you as powerful, right? And of course, the charisma formula to be a charismatic leader, you have to have power and warmth, of course. If you're just a big lumbering man and you're walking through the street and you look like you're going to kill somebody at any moment, that doesn't make you charismatic. But if you have a built, strong physique and you carry yourself with a smile on your face, with an open body posture, and you smile at people genuinely, you take an interest in them, that triggers a certain thought process in the mind. And like I said, all of this happens sort of under the hood. Right? People don't usually notice this explicitly, but it's happening. It's all lizard brain. Is that a person sees that you're physically strong, and we interpret that as powerful, and that person also sees that you're taking an interest in him. And that's going to make that person trust you. That's going to make that person like you, which, I always say this, you live and die by public perception as a leader. So if people don't take you seriously and people don't trust or like you, you can't actually help anybody. Right? Building all the skills is well and good, but it doesn't serve you, and by extension, it doesn't serve other people if they don't take you seriously. And a hack to be taken seriously, it's as simple as just be bigger. So you're building your body to its highest potential, meaning strength and size predominantly, to facilitate authority and strength as a leader in your household and your community. In your household, of course, that means when you have a wife and children, your wife will be attracted to you more if you have a strong upper body, and she will respect you more, which is going to make leading her easier. And then, of course, in your community, the same thing's going to be the case. The next sentence reads, I will take care of this body as it is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Right? So now we're getting away a little bit from the building your body to its highest potential, building strength and power, building authority. This is included to help you understand that it's not size at any means. Right? All of the guys that I train, all of the guys that come to clinic with me, I drill them on form relentlessly. I drill them on mobilization relentlessly. You have to be healthy to build your body. It doesn't serve you or other people if your body isn't taken care of. That means eating clean, eating healthy food. If you are eating like garbage, but you're putting on a lot of size, right? That is possible. You can eat keto even and just eat absolute garbage all the time. If you're doing that, you're cutting your life expectancy short, which means you might be taking 10 or 20 years, you know, God forbid, 10 or 20 years off your life where you could continue to mentor people in your old age, right? Maybe if you're eating like absolute garbage and you're drinking diet sodas, I used to do this all the time. That stuff is super toxic for you. Don't touch it. I used to do that all the time. I used to, you know, when I do cheat meals, I would go to fast food restaurants, and I still do that every once in a while, right? The dose makes the poison. But I used to do that a lot more than I do now, not respecting my body and treating it poorly. Your health matters. It matters a lot. Nothing works if your body doesn't work, right? It's very difficult to do things if you don't feel up to it, right? That means emotional health and physical health. And as we know, I've talked about this before, emotional health does come down to a large degree to, you know, the physiological makeup of your brain and your hormone levels. So you need to eat clean foods that are low in inflammatory substances like processed sugars and seed oils. And, you know, the American diet is very high in omega-6, which causes a lot of inflammation in the brain, which can lead to anxiety. If you're not getting a lot of quality amino acids, you can't make hormones like serotonin, or you're not getting enough GABA. You can't make endorphins. So your moods will be out of whack. They won't be regulated. So you have to take care of this body. You need to eat clean. And I'm going to put a link to the Primal Blueprint in the show notes as well. That's the book where I learned most of the stuff that I know about nutrition. It's a very great read. We're going to have a lot of stuff in the show notes today. Read that as well. Get a copy. It's a big book, but it's absolutely worth it. So you have to take care of this body from a practical perspective, but as the second half of the sentence reads, it's a temple of the Holy Spirit. So there is a spiritual component to this, right? And this is actually a type of stewardship. Taking care of your body, respecting and honoring your body, right? There is a quote from a church father that a lot of people are going to get very upset about. I'm going to quote it anyway. And this is a quote from the Holy Father Daniel of Scetus. I just looked it up so to make sure that I quote it properly, who said, "Insofar as your body grows fat, even so does your soul wither away." He's saying, I want you to understand this. He's saying, the fatter you get, the more your soul withers away. Neglect of this body, right? Giving in to the passion of gluttony, becoming fat, letting yourself go, makes your soul wither away. It is better for your soul to be disciplined, right? To have a clean diet. The reason people eat junk food all the time is because it just makes your brain go haywire. Your brain loves it. The combination of fat and sugar is like, it's like crack cocaine to your brain. So you need to make sure you're staying disciplined, taking care of this body, because it's a temple of the Holy Spirit. There is a very large spiritual component to why you need to take care of your body, right? And I'm making a lot of the arguments from a practical perspective, but here you have a spiritual angle. You cannot let yourself get fat. You cannot let your body deteriorate. It is bad for your soul. Now, the next half is going to sound very familiar from yesterday's episode. I understand that the Lord may take it away from me at any point for my salvation, and it being your body, right? Or the functioning of your body, perhaps. If your body is taken away completely, then you pass away, you die. But you might build a body to its highest potential, and you might, God forbid, be in some sort of accident and lose the function of your legs, or maybe both your limbs, and not be able to train anymore. You might wither away. If it's not self-inflicted, the Lord has allowed that to happen to you for your salvation, right? And of course, this is a very, very extreme example. But maybe you get a small injury and you're out of the gym for 3 weeks and you come back and then your bench is down 20 pounds and you're very upset about it. That might be God trying to teach you that you're putting too much of your identity into this, right? Just like for commitment number two, you have to understand that it is a tool. Your body is the vehicle you drive through life. It decays, right? It rots away. In the book of Genesis, we read that from dust we came and to dust we shall return. This body is fleeting, and not until the second coming of the Lord and the general resurrection will your body be perfected, God willing. So we have to understand that we are doing this. We are pursuing with a lot of intensity, building our body to its highest potential, building strength, building size, building maybe even mobility and endurance and speed and acrobatic skills. We're taking care of our body because it's a temple of the Holy Spirit, but if we become too attached to it, God might see that there's a growing sinful perspective in your heart, and he might say, it's better for you to lose some of that than it is to continue in this trajectory, build a great body, because you're becoming very vain and arrogant. That's very dangerous, right? You're trotting that line all the time. If you've ever been on my Instagram, I put up a lot of footage of me lifting weights. I'm proud of those accomplishments. It's a reality, right? I put up pictures of my physique as well. But the line being that I understand my identity is not wrapped up in how I look, right? It's a tool. I'm projecting authority to the world. I'm trying to catch the attention of men and bring them into the warrior king worldview. So your body is a tool, just like wealth is a tool. You cannot let it take over. So something like Lent, for example, right? I said this before, that during Lent, you're basically vegan and you get to eat like shellfish and oysters and those kinds of things. Basically seafood that doesn't have a spine, or food that doesn't have a spine even. It's very hard to maintain muscle during that process, but I never allowed myself to try to go to my priest and get a dispensation saying, hey, I'm an athlete, right? I take this stuff very seriously. I'm very good at what I do. And I would like a dispensation to be able to perform at my best, right? And he's given dispensations for people trying to lose weight. During the fast, maybe they're trying to go keto. He'll let them do that. And of course, keto is still very strict, so you're still getting some of the ascetical benefits. That being said, I don't want to make that request to my priest because I know that the struggle and perhaps even losing a little bit of strength and size from only getting animal protein and shrimp, that's going to help me stay detached from my body. I don't have to be obsessive over my diet during the fasting seasons. So, of course, we're getting into this one more time, is that asceticism tends to be the answer to detachment. It's virtually always the answer to detachment. So you have to make sure that you understand that God could take your body away from you at any time. You could lose a hand, God forbid. You could lose a leg. You could be paralyzed. You could be injured and be out of the gym for 3 to 6 months. These things can happen, and you can't let it get to you. Your joy has to be in God and God alone. That being said, it is okay to pursue your performance, to do it well and to take pride in that. Maybe pride isn't the right word, but to take satisfaction in a job well done, right? Just because you're devoted to God, that doesn't mean you can't be something like an architect and build a house and say, that's a beautiful house. And I'm very glad that I built it or that I designed it. Likewise, you can build a body and say, this is a beautiful body and I'm very happy with where it's gotten, but I know that it's not my identity. And then, of course, the last part is, if necessary, I will choose my second commitment over my third. Same as before, these commitments are in order. If forced to choose to go get your workout in today or to do something that you need to do for a deadline at work, for example, you should do the work thing. Now, this is one of the points that might be very contentious. A lot of men might disagree with this. A lot of you might disagree with this. Why would body be below stewardship? Isn't it better to have a functional body and to be, say, broke than it is to have a lot of wealth and be bedbound or something? Or maybe you're stuck to a wheelchair. You can't move. Well, when I was thinking about the order for the seven commitments, I came to the realization that since the guiding principle of the Warrior King ethos is to serve God and by extension, God's children, meaning your family, your community, your church, your brothers, you can actually serve them better as a bedridden millionaire than you can as a guy who benches 400 pounds but doesn't have a penny to his name, right? It's for the service of others that we do this. And that, of course, is an expression of our service to God. So that's why body is actually below stewardship, because it's better to build wealth than it is to build a good body. Of course, in most cases, you don't have to choose, but if it comes down to it, you should prioritize stewardship over body for that particular reason. You're going to be more effective when you build wealth than you are when you build a body, if you have to choose. So now we've gone through the entirety of commitment number three. Let's talk about some strategies, right? Your goal is to build your body to its highest potential. How do you do that? The answer is very simple. You're going to pause this episode. You're going to go to the show notes and you're going to click on the link to the Warrior King Training Protocol. You're going to download that copy. It's free. And you're going to just follow the program as it's prescribed. It's 3 days a week. The novice stage takes maybe 30 to 40 minutes a day. So that's 2.5 hours a week, maybe less. 120, that's 2 hours a week. That's nothing. That's no time at all. There are men spending 2 hours a day watching TV. Even I, you know, sometimes I watch a movie. 2 hours a day. So you're going to build it by following the instructions in the Warrior King Training Protocol. It's the exact training program I use. And for context, I'm 167 pounds right now. I've been leaning out a little bit. I'm benching 300 plus pounds for reps. I'm deadlifting 500 plus pounds for reps. I'm squatting 400 plus pounds for reps. You can see the proof of all of that on my Instagram if you want to. And this is the exact program I use. I train 3 days a week, just like you will. Now I'm on stage five, and if you're just starting, you'll be on stage one, and maybe you're a few months into it, maybe you'll be at stage two, but those are the stages that I used, right? And I didn't always train this way. It took me about 3 to 4 years to come up with this system, but this is the system I follow. It works for me. It's going to work for you. It's as simple as that. Now to take care of your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit, you're going to eat cleaner. And for that, I recommend you two resources. One, Primal Blueprint. And like I said, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can check that out. You can follow that pretty much to a T. I don't completely agree with everything he says at this point, but it's very, very good. It's very, very close. It's really all you need. I don't want to give you 10, 20 resources and then you have to piece everything together, right? Get the Primal Blueprint, read through it, follow that diet. You can even get the Keto Reset Diet. You can listen to the episode on keto, right? We have an episode on that. You can go do that. Take care of your body. Cut out processed sugar. Cut out diet sodas, no aspartame, right? It's carcinogenic, it's cancer-causing. If you have any drug addictions, if you're drinking excessively, which is about, I would say, more than 2 drinks a week, if you're doing that, if you have maybe other drugs you use, like I used to be a smoker, right? I did that for a couple of years, 3, 4 years, something like that. I had to quit that. It is not respectful of this body. It's very hard to do, I know. But we have an episode on quitting the drugs. You can go listen to that. I give some advice in that as well. You need to take care of your body. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Make sure you're hydrating. Make sure you're eating clean and staying away from substances. It's very important. Now, as for understanding that the Lord may take it away from you, right? Building detachment, same advice as yesterday. Practice asceticism, right? Especially the church fasts are going to be instrumental in this. Yet another reason why we have to all cleave ourselves to Christ, right? To his church, to the Orthodox Church. It's very important because you're going to get that level of guidance. You're going to be able to follow the church fasts. Your priest will work with you. He'll help you. And you're going to be able to detach yourself from your body because you're not obsessed with getting all your animal protein in all the time, right? And you're going to find workarounds. That's going to help you remember that God comes first. And if you do that, then you have detached yourself from your body. If you're willing to follow a suboptimal diet during the fasting days, which like I said, is 270 or so days out of the year, if you're willing to do that and try to find a way, you're putting God first. You're saying, no matter what, I have to follow the church prescribed fasts. Now I'm going to try to squeeze in performance if I can, but God comes first. It's very simple, right? Do your asceticism, train hard, eat clean, build a good relationship with your body, and it's going to serve you very, very well. It's going to serve you in your search for a wife if you're single, right? If you're trying to get married one day, maybe you're not, but if you are, it's going to help you in that. It's going to help you build authority. Men will take you seriously. You can guide them and help them. You can lead them to the Lord. So do that. Pursue physical excellence today. If you haven't already, download the Warrior King training protocol, start going to the gym 3 times a week, clean up your diet, eat simpler, wean yourself off substances, listen to the episode on that. Make it a priority. It is priority number 3 for you. There's God, then there's building your stewardship potential, your wealth building potential, and then there's taking care of your body. This is very important. It's going to serve you. So do that today. Make an implementation intention. Pause this episode. Write it down. Make sure to get this done, and your results will be remarkable, I assure you. That's it for this week's Field Log. If you like what you heard today, you can follow this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. You can also rate the show. That always helps out a lot. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at marcian.cx for Field Log snippets, art, philosophy, and training-related content. You can also visit the website at marcian.cx for much more of the same. I'm still working on consolidating the Warrior King content into the Marcian.cx project. So check back at the website soon for the new and improved Warrior King training protocol, which is going to include supersets and my updated supplement recommendations. There's also a 2024 goal setting guide on the way, and of course the Warrior King newsletter. If any of that sounds appealing to you, the links to everything are in the show notes below. It's all free, and as always, conquer the day.